And I told them up there, I said, I'm gonna catch the first plane back to Shreveport. I'm not gonna stay in a place like this.
You just got a bad impression.
Yeah. If I was gonna stay in hell, I'd just go home and starve and go there. Course, jobs was pretty hard to find then. At least I thought it was, but I come back and went to work. I could always make me a job. If I was out of a job, I made me a job at something.
Yes. Did you sell that patent to the Delta or what?
So I let the Third Air Force have it.
Oh.
I got little out of it, not much. I got pretty good out of it. And I kept it. I still got the old tank out there in the junkyard, but I had a big barn out here. And I had it in that barn. And I had about $1,000 worth of new car parts, all my feed stuff, plow tools and things, all of my tractor. It wasn't on the shed. If it'd been on the shed, it'd burn too. And the young'un's grandchildren come over and playing, and we had went to a funeral. And they set the hay afire going. One of the grandsons said, let's watch this picture show, and set some hay afire to, and liked to burn my baby boy up. He got hung in the, he coming out of the shed out there, got hung in a piece of tin I had there, and his clothes hung, and his grandmother was there, and she just got excited. She was old too, and he's excited.
Yes.
But she run got him out of there. I had to burn up all my feed stuff. Had a ton of fertilizer in there. Wasted that. But I had a lot of peas, dry peas. Corn, my hay. There's a man across the river over there give me enough hay to get me through the winter. I had a pretty good bunch of cows then.
Yes.
And he gave me a lot of hay. I went and got it and fed my cows that winter, and pulled them through.
What did people around here used to do with their hay after they cut it if they didn't bale it?
Well, they used to shock it, or what they'd call shocking it in the field. They just put it in big shocks, you know, around a post. They usually put a post, tall post in the ground and nail pieces crossways across it, and they just start throwing that hay up on them poles, and they'd get it topped out, and then they'd put grass over the top around, keep